Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Today is the 24th Sunday in Ordinary Time. First reading will be taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 50, verses 5 to 9. Psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 116. Second reading is St. James chapter 2, verses 14 to 18. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Mark's Gospel chapter 8, verses 27 to 35. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is engraved with his being. Engraved with his being. Who is Jesus Christ to you? Please, my brother, my sister, do not attempt this question if you are unsure of the essence of your relationship with Christ. If not engraved in our hearts, that needful is the being, the body and blood of Jesus. That needful is the presence of Jesus. And needful is the saving sacramental power of Jesus. Then we have a long way to conviction and conversion. However, in order to shorten that journey to the Lord, we must resist not the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Be prepared to count everything as loss for the sake of Christ, and to bear our pains and suffering in thanksgiving to God. In other words, only one thing is needful: to seek Jesus and to love Jesus and him alone. Matthew's Gospel chapter 10 verse 37 says, "Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me." If we have found and accepted the Lord, then we must yearn to be made worthy of our calling. And that demands loving Jesus above all things, which offers us a supernatural outlook. Besides, that supernatural outlook or life of grace compels us to renounce all other loves and to empty our hearts of contrary thoughts for constant reception of God's grace. Thus, Jesus compels a choice for free flow of grace, especially the grace to know, to love, and serve him. Under the shadow of his grace, Peter identified him in today's gospel reading as the Christ, the Anointed One. And Jesus affirmed his anointing thus: "The Son of Man will suffer grievously. He will be rejected and put to death, and he will rise again." In other words, through Jesus, with Jesus, and in Jesus, God has come to fulfill the prophecy of our salvation. For he is God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, and through him all things were made. Yes, Peter graciously revealed who Jesus is, but he could not comprehend the revealed plan of God in and through Christ. Such plans are revealed to those with an unwavering hope, that is, those whose hearts are engraved with the life of Jesus. Hence, they possess a faith that hears, breathes, and practices the word of God. They proclaim and practice the life of Christ without fear, because it is clear to them that the Lord is our help and our strength. May his name be praised now and forevermore. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.